former Novartis CEO Joe Jimenez met with Trump in late January 2017. Starting in February that year, the company paid essential consultants $100,000 a month for services focused on U.S. health care policy matters. After Novartis executives met with Cohen in March, the company determined that Michael Cohen and essential consultants would be unable to provide the services that Novartis had anticipated, a spokesman said on May 9th. Novartis, nevertheless, kept up the payments for a full year until the contract expired. What, if anything, it received in return is unclear. Last year, the FDA approved Redapt, a mast cell disorder and leukemia drug, and the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services approved limited reimbursements for its rare blood cancer drug, Kymriah, which runs $475,000 for a course of treatment. Incoming chief executive Vasant Narasimhan was also invited to an exclusive sit-down dinner with Trump at the World Economic Forum in Davos in January 2018. On May 9th, the company confirmed that its arrangement with essential consultants has attracted the attention of Mueller's team, which questioned the company over its payments to Cohen. In hindsight, this must be seen as a mistake, Novartis spokesman Michael Willey told Reuters. Perhaps most intriguing, though, are the $500,000 in payments to essential consultants from Columbus Nova, a New York investment firm whose biggest client is the Renova Group, which is in turn controlled by the Russian oligarch Viktor Vekselberg. Vekselberg and Renova are both under U.S. sanctions imposed in retaliation for Russia's meddling in the 2016 election. Earlier this year, investigators with Special Counsel Mueller reportedly questioned Vekselberg about his investments in Columbus Nova's private equity funds.